It's 6 o'clock, and we'll call the Great River Regional Board of Trustees to order. First thing is that I will be leaving you at 6:15 or so. I got another appointment, and JC will be taking over. So Terrell is not here. I believe she's in at the NACO National Conference, right?
Yep. She's flying home. Yep.
Yeah. So, first item is adopt or approve the agenda.
I am requesting that we amend the agenda since Ed does need to leave early, to have the affirming of the budget moved up to right after the public open forum. And then also for the closed session, our legal representative, it's easier for her to do earlier rather than later, so I'd like to have that right after if we could. That would be my request.
I'll move.
Okay. Motion been made. Is there a second?
Yep.
Okay. Made and seconded to approve the adopted agenda. Y'all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. All right. Approve the minutes, May 19th.
So moved.
Moved by Greg.
Second.
Seconded by Tina. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Public open forum.
Motion for both sets of minutes.
Yep. We do have somebody?
Yep. Yes, we do.
Wherever you'd like me.
Up here, please.
It doesn't bother me. Speak with it or without.
Okay. Hello.
I'll set the timer.
Okay.
All right. Do I have a timer?
Yes. Yep. 2 minutes.
No. Do I have one I can see? Okay. Just flip it when it gets down to about 20 seconds.
Okay.
My name is Peter Wilson. I live at 1108 Celebration Drive, Sartell, Minnesota. I'm here to speak on a couple things. First thing is I have become aware that you have a fountain or whatever to fill water bottles. It's not out there. I don't know why. I'm not a water bottle fanatic. But on the other hand, if you own it and have paid for it, why isn't it out there? There may be a very valid reason. To me, it seems pretty strange. Not only that, but if there is money in the system, I also at times have put on meetings here. And at that point, I have noticed that when there was a light bulb that burned out, it was like trying to find a part for a 1902 Packard or something. It took forever. I think better maintenance, and if you have all this cash, use it accordingly. Okay, the main reason why I'm speaking is, again, going back to the alleged book banning. There is no real book banning. What was brought up had to do with age-appropriate standards. Now, having gifted books to libraries since the 1980s, I am proud and I will be bringing them. This will be, and if they are discarded due to your book banning beliefs in controlling the narratives, I understand if you don't have it checked out or it's here for so many years, that's fine. It goes down the road and someone else reads it. But what I want to have, I'm going to bring them here, and if you take them out, I'll read the books they want banned. And I'm not a tepid matriarch or patriarch. I'll read the nastiest, dirtiest things you can imagine in these children's books. Thank you.
Okay. Now we're going to move to the...
Affirming the budget. Yep.
Yeah, confirming or the budget. And we'll turn it over to Tina.
At our finance meeting, we approved the preliminary budget or the final budget at the 2.5%. We just asked at the last meeting at, to work just that little bit more down that we can reduce it so that, you know, we all want to be diligent with our public funds, and I think this is, you know, we've worked really hard to get to that point. So I appreciate that, and so that's what we're bringing forward with an improvement to the finance is the 2.5% increase.
Questions? Go ahead.
I do have statements from Commissioner Casper and Commissioner Clark, who are not able to be here tonight. So just to let you know, it was important to me to make sure that every county had a voice at this point. From Commissioner Casper, he said, in regards to the 1.57% increase to Morrison County's proposed budget for 2027, it appears that that amount is reasonable for Morrison County to absorb at this time. If I would learn differently, I will promptly notify Great River staff. And then from Commissioner Clark, she also said, I support the affirmation of the 2027 Great River budget approved by the Finance Committee and thanks staff leadership for working with the Finance Committee to reduce the increase to 2.5%, minimizing the impact to property taxpayers while also minimizing any negative impact to our patrons, staff, our ability to successfully implement our strategic plan, and financial sustainability. So those were those comments.
Any other comments on the proposed budget for, you know, I know counties are in a pretty tough situation this year, so I think that was, you know, 2.5. I mean, both the commissioners that are here can attest that's a pretty minimal increase, right?
That's great.
Yeah, that's what we think, but, you know, we do have.
No, though, we're going to have to fix everything we're kicking down the road right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, any questions, you know, talk to your county commissioner about what you see or what you don't see or don't like. So, any other comments? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Oh, I need a motion. I need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Commissioner Dietrich and seconded by Commissioner Felburn. Now all in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Jumping ahead of myself here. Wonderful. Okay. We might as well do the bills too right away.
Sure. Yep.
So we have the bills. They were emailed and they're in the packet.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to approve those.
Okay.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded by Tina and JC. Any discussion on the bills? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
What about the financial report?
Oh, yeah, I want to do the full financial report.
Yeah. Unless that.
When?
Yeah, you just did the bills, the financial reports.
We need the approval of the financial report as well.
And then approval of the financial report?
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the financial report that was presented to us. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
All right. With that, we will have a closed session, and I think everybody except Patty, who needs to leave, we'll do that. Let's see. And Ed, I think you've got your closed session thing there.
To wait for Patty to leave before we do this?
Yeah,
no.
Oh, before closed session, state for the record.
So we're stating that we will be closing the meeting as permitted by the attorney-client privilege pursuant to Minnesota Statute 13D.05, subdivision 3B. And then you ask for a motion.
Is there a motion to go to closed session?
I move.
Second.
Been made and seconded to go to closed session. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So I need a motion and a second to come to resume open meeting.
Yep.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Motion seconded by Tim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So then you want to approve the. Mm-hmm. So then we need a motion to approve the settlement.
I'll make a motion.
Oh. All right. You'll second it, Greg?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yep,
Lynn.
Okay.
Any discussion on that? I think it's a good deal. I think everybody should be happy. We've got key things in place.
Right there.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right.
Right here?
Yep. All right.
All right. I'm going to leave you. JC is going to take over. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you
so much.
All right. So
JC, do you want to come over here just to make communications? So you can tell me what I'm doing. That'd be great. So I don't have to shout at you, yeah. So, do I need to do anything other than just move on?
Just move on. Okay. So we are now at consent agenda.
Okay. So we have three items to look at with our consent agenda. Do you have anything to talk about with that? They start on page 9, it looks like.
Yep. So one question I do have for the group. These are the Arts and Cultural Heritage or the Legacy Fund Fiscal Year 2025 Interim Progress Report, so kind of what we've been doing, and then the Fiscal Year 27 application. If you look at that Fiscal Year 27 application, pages 19 to 30 are basically just Minnesota's policy pages about the legacy, and it takes up a lot of room. It is formally part of that application. My question to you is, do y'all want to see the legacy, or do you just want to see the meat of it, or see the policy pages? Because we could keep those policy pages out and just have the meat of the application. So just wondering, in the future, do you want all those additional policy pages?
No.
I read through them.
I don't think it hurts to have them in your packet because the packet's available for the public.
Oh, good point. Okay.
It gets really boring to read them every time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you read basically the same contract language five times in a day.
Right.
But you can kind of skip through it after a while.
Okay. That's all I need.
I think it's good for the public because then they can see that this is the entire thing, if this is the first time they've looked at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for that feedback. The other thing I'd like to say is 6.3 is the 2027 preliminary board meeting schedule. That's on page 35. So this is a preliminary schedule. If anybody has comments about it or things like that, there will be opportunities. Please let Patty or myself know, and then we can take that in. But we wanted to give this to you as the preliminary, just so you have an idea of that. And that's all I got. Okay. Can I take all three together?
You sure can.
Can I get a motion to pass for to?
So moved.
Thank you. To approve consent agenda. Thank you. Second.
Second.
Any comments or discussion on any of it? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Consent agenda passes. Okay. Any other communication?
No, we don't have communication or presentations.
Okay.
So we're on to
staff reports. Okay, so I'm going to assume that everyone has read them. Do you want to highlight anything?
Sure. A couple things I want to highlight on page 37 is the executive director's report. And one thing that I learned about recently has to do with E-rate funding through the Federal Communications Commission that they have basically called the question of whether or not they want to make changes to the rules of E-rate funding. It was started back in 1996 as a way to provide additional infrastructure funding for internet usage. At this point, what I've heard is that they are calling the question of, we have so much connectivity now, do we still need to be using this money for that? For Great River, as well as other libraries within the state of Minnesota, both school and public, we are still using the funds wisely. It's just that it's not necessarily just internet. It's for us, it's telephone usage. So basically, we apply for E-rate funding, and then we get money through RLTA to help with that. If we did not have E-rate funding, then we would need to use more of RLTA towards the phone access. And as you may recall, this year we are using RLTA for some additional security features within our IT department, like penetration testing to make sure that our systems are as secure as possible. We're using it for consultant fees to make sure that we can meet the 2027 internet accessibility requirements, and also we are using some of it for ebook content. So it's kind of one of those things where if we didn't have E-rate funding, it wouldn't be a disaster, but it would be significant. Let's put it like that. And so basically, yesterday, the MLA legislative update, I attended that, and they said this is not a house on fire issue, but this is a we are watching it issue. So I just wanted to make you aware, because for both Great River as well as your local public schools and systems and things like that, this could be a big impact if it does end up going that way. Let's see. Other things from the management reports on page 39 kind of talks about Jeanette talked about some collaboration with HR that she's doing. I'm really proud of that. She and Nicole have been working very hard on collaborations to try to improve our training in program for us new staff. That is something that has been one of those strategic plan things for at least the last 4 years, and we're finally doing it. And so I just want to let you know that is on pace and it is happening, and I'm just super proud of it. On page 41, Brianne is talking about some of the fund development that we're doing. In the first part, she talks about we surpassed our 2026 Summer Reading Challenge campaign goal by almost $2,000, so that's exciting. We also are some additional things we're doing to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States. We had the America 250 Reading Challenge on the Beanstack app. We sent out these vinyl stickers, and you all got one of them. We also sent out free-to-read selfie frames to all of our locations, and there have been some really fun images. We've got a few here that you can see. So that's been a nice way that we've been trying to sort of, instead of doing one big thing, trying to do a few little things to just kind of keep the flow going with that. On the next page, page 42, Kara writes about some things that I want to just make sure y'all are aware of. The YES Network is again providing summer meals here at the St. Cloud Library. We are thrilled about that. You may recall we were not able to do it last year because we couldn't find volunteers to assist. But this year the YES Network was able to find volunteers, and so we are again providing lunches, free lunches for kids 5 days a week. And we have people who come Monday through Friday, and that is a huge thing for them. So I am just thrilled that we're able to do that again. Also, we're starting up a security work group. That will be Kara and Nicole working on that in order to look at security around the region. And I have pointed out some security incidents we've had here at St. Cloud, but there's other things around the whole region, too, that we want to make sure we're aware of and make sure that staff are able to share their concerns or issues. On page 43, Jay, our IT associate director of IT, talks about some of the RLT monies that we use in terms of that penetration testing. Penetration testing is super. One of those things I kind of think of is it's fairly dry and boring until you have a bad actor get into your system, and then it is very, very bad. We just redid the penetration testing again, and we, like, got a grade A on it. We did super well. The efforts that they've made over the last couple of years to improve the security of our systems have been effective. And so I just want to share big kudos to our IT department. They are amazing with all the efforts they make to try to keep us safe and things like that. I'm just endlessly impressed. We had a power outage in the St. Cloud Library a couple weeks ago that came down. One server went down all the way, one server went down halfway, and one server was fine. But our IT staff, they made things happen. They did incredible work, and I just can't say enough great things about them. Further down on the page, Jamie talks about the public services team update. So this is one of those projects that's been a couple of years in the works. Basically, if someone doesn't turn their stuff in, they don't get fines, but we do contact them and say, hey, you need to get your stuff back or we're going to charge you. And what we've discovered is that we have a number of bad addresses in our system where they've been entered incorrectly or the people have moved and we haven't been updated. So we're working with Unique to try to get that fixed. It has been a really, really huge project, but in the end, it will save us money because it means we won't be paying for postage for things to go out to an address that's bad and just come back to us. So again, it's an effort to use our dollars as wisely as we can, have a clean database, that sort of thing. One thing to let you know, though, when we get to the point where we finish this, you may see a drop in borrowers because we're going to discover the people who moved out of our region. And so that's going to be a natural consequence of doing this cleanup. So when that comes, I just want you to be prepared that there may be places where we go, oh, that looks like there's a really sharp drop, and it's not because people have suddenly stopped coming. It's because people moved away and we got a cleaner database, if that makes sense. All right. In building reports, that starts on page 45. Just quickly, a few things. The Cold Spring branch is up and running in its new temporary location. If you haven't had a chance to see that, it is working. It is not perfect. It's still a little odd to have lots of little individual rooms for a library, but it is working, and the staff are doing great, and patrons are finding it, and things are good. So it is a viable and good temporary location. The book drop works. The heating works. The cooling works. So we're happy. It's good. In St. Cloud, we have a new city public works liaison who we've been working very closely with. Addie has been working closely with him on the budget. And so, I don't know, Addie, do you want to talk about kind of the prioritizing the security things?
Yeah, absolutely. So Steve Guzzi is his name. And he's been phenomenal as an advocate for our building and for our library system. We have met with the city to kind of discuss the 2027 budget. Of course, they're in a tight budget year, too, but we did put in some capital outlay requests. We are hoping to possibly get an extra security camera for the reference desk up there because there is none. We're looking at someday getting some detectors in our bathrooms that are kind of alarms go off for drug use, and then also working on some landscaping around the building, including some shrub removal, and just making the place very welcoming. So that's just a little bit of what we've kind of been working on with Steve, as well as numerous like building just maintenance things that have been long ignored, and that we're making great headway on it. So it's exciting to have him.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And on that, we did have evidence of drug use in the public bathrooms here two times in the last week. And so we've been alerting Steve about that. And just to try to reinforce with the city, we need those detectors. So that my dream would be somebody burns something on a little piece of foil and lights and sirens and everything. Like, I really want them to know there will be a lot of noise that happens if they do that, so they should not do that here. So just so you know, that's something where we're really paying a lot of attention to. Other building things, we've had some miscommunications and things in Eagle Bend around locks and museum spaces, and so Commissioner Denny, Commissioner Pop, and I, and Jason Kirchhoff, who's one of our patron services supervisors, we had a meeting before these meetings to talk and brainstorm how to try to make that better. So much gratitude to Commissioners Denny and Pop for helping us think through that. Page 47. Oh, this is, yep, I'm just going through the staff reports. Okay. Page 47 is the strategic objectives. Big, big yay. We are back up over 100,000 borrowers as of July 1st of this year. And so that reflects staff doing really hard work. On the next page, you'll see that we're actually down from last year in the number of new borrowers. And while that isn't great news, I want to let you know it makes me super, super happy, because what it means that we're up in overall borrowers but down in new borrowers, that means we're holding on to our existing borrowers better. And that's really what our issue is. We've never had a big challenge getting new borrowers. It's holding on to our existing borrowers. So these statistics make me particularly happy, and just wanted to share that with you. And then for the circulation statistics, we have 10 libraries whose circulation is up over last year's, as well as then the digital library. And so they are working really, really hard to try to keep those numbers up and get people in the library. And again, holding on to our existing borrowers is really the secret, and staff have been working very hard on that. I want to make a little parenthetical comment here. So these tables make it really easy to share this data and statistics with you. They are also do not meet the federal guidelines for internet accessibility that we are supposed to meet by April 2027. Because if these are in PDF form, they cannot be readily translated by a reader. And so Patty and Jonathan, who is our web page guru, have been trying to come up with options and ways we can do this. But I just want to let you know this is going to be a piece of that accessibility. We don't know what to do with it yet, because I can't even imagine what a mess it would be to try to take this out of a table thing and put it in some kind of narrative. But just know we're working on that. So we may start being more strategic, at least about which things we put in tables, so that we don't have things in tables that could be put in a narrative form in order to try to increase our accessibility. But I just wanted to give you that kind of parenthetical note. And then the last staff report is the human resources report. There is on the table the corrected promotions report. So basically these staff reports, that starts on page 53. So the first is our staff recognition report. And again, this month we have two people who will be celebrating 30 years of service this quarter. Both of whom work here at the St. Cloud Library. Connie Lang is a patron services librarian, so she goes out and works with other libraries as well. And Luann Chandler, she is a patron services associate, so she's a desk staff here. And they are both amazing at what they do. And then we have two people with the 25 years, Laura Cassidy, who is a library assistant in Elk River, who, she's just wonderful. I've worked directly with, they're all wonderful. Who am I kidding? I adore all of my staff. And then Bernadette Stevenson, who is our graphic designer, who makes things look beautiful for us. So I just want to call them out, because that kind of longevity is really amazing. And then on, you'll see on the corrected promotions report, we've got Jason, our patron services supervisor, who's new, Roxanne and Sayri, who all are recently promoted, and all doing great in their new positions. Then we have our new hires report, our rehires report, and our termination, resignations and retirements reports. And then on page 57, it starts with the exit interview summary, which I was pretty pleased with. I think this is one of the better exit interview summaries I've seen for a while. It seems like there's a lot less, fewer complaints around compensation than I've seen in the past. So again, thank you to this board for recognizing the need for staff to get to have the comp study to make the adjustments so that people's compensation is more in keeping with other areas. And then also better morale than I've seen in the past, sometimes around relationship with supervisors, coworkers, and others. There will always be areas for improvement, but I think this looks better than we've seen sometimes in the past. I just flew through all of those. Any questions on any part of that? Is there any area where in the future you want additional information or anything like that? Just the will of the team? Looks good. All right. Thank you very much. Do we need to approve those, or are those just reports?
Okay.
It's just reports. Perfect. And now we just need to do the committee reports.
And we did finance committee already.
Yeah.
Right? So we don't have to do, or is that not?
Was the finance committee report when
or did we approve the budget?
I think she gave the report. Or do we have to do the report again?
I believe I have it crossed out.
Probably don't need. Have to indicate approval somewhere. I mean, there was the approval for the budget.
Okay. Well, we'll just. Can you go ahead and give us the finance committee report again, please?
Yes. Well, the main item obviously was the budget. Moving that forward, and then we just approved all our bills and finance report. So, just pretty basic stuff. But we got the budget forward to you.
Yes, we did. You want to make a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor of accepting the Finance Committee report?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
And these other ones look like they're just verbal. We don't need any action. So who is doing the fund development?
It'll probably be Aref or myself.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So I'll just give a broad framework, and then Brandy can maybe fill in any gaps. And I did bring my paper with me to remember here. So we did discuss a few things that are possible alternative service models. There's no final decisions yet, but things that were discussed include mail a book, locker systems, mini libraries, lockbook return, et cetera.
That's the Library Development Plan Committee?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're doing the Library Development Plan Committee verbal report. And then the fund development.
Oh, we're on the fund. Sorry.
It's okay.
That's yes.
Perfectly fine. Let's switch it around.
I don't have the fund. You can do the fund.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do the fund. Yeah, you finish with what you were doing with
okay.
the library.
All right, good.
Go ahead and finish with it.
Things that we have not recommended, including popular technology library, bookmobile, and automated kiosks. And then some new ideas are being discussed, which we will bring back to the board once we have a kind of a final report.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Committee.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for doing that. And then do you want to do the fund development?
Sure, okay. I can. If I can add one other thing about the library development plan. There's some things, as we've dug in deeper about it, that it would be helpful to have thoughts, ideas from the full board ahead of our September meeting. So one of the things that I'm proposing is to have a work session in August where we can bring some of those ideas in and say, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? So there'll be a little bit more about those at that point. Right? The Fund Development Committee, we met, and basically at our last meeting in June, we looked at the fund development plan, the last fund development plan, and kind of reviewed it for how do we want to update it for the coming 3-year period, and made some suggestions and updates that, again, will come to the full board for review. And at our next meeting in September, we will be looking again at that fundraising plan, but then also talking about policy updates and things like that. The other thing that we did at the last meeting is we looked at a couple of project proposals.
Belgrade received a bequest. And so part of the process then with the different libraries, they receive a bequest or something, so the money stays with Great River, but then the request for using that funds comes to the Fund Development Committee as the oversight for it. So the two project proposals, one was for a kids collection boost and expansion, which is additional read-along audiobooks and play-to-learn collections and things like that for the kids. And then the other one was to get a some additional chairs for programming. The Belgrade Library is very tiny. It doesn't have a separate programming room. So to get a holder for chairs and then a few additional chairs for that. And the Fund Development Committee did approve both of those so that they could move forward and something new and fun at the Belgrade Library. Yeah. Anything else?
Quick question about the fund development plan. You mentioned that you're working on the next three-year plan. When does this one run out?
This year.
Okay.
Yep.
So it'll have to be approved.
Yep. And so that will be coming back. Yep. Okay. And hopefully we'll have just general updates about all these different things for the August session, just so everybody is online with all the work we're doing behind the scenes to try to keep the bus on the tracks.
Anybody else have any questions for Randy on those? Okay, CMLE board, is that you again?
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. All right, so the CMLE, the Central Minnesota Libraries Exchange, again, that's a multi-type that covers both the Great River Regional Library region as well as East Central Regional Library region. CMLE met on June 10th. I am an alternate, so I go there, but I don't have a vote, but I do find out lots of information and things like that. They provided an application for funding. They shared information about the operational costs and things like that. There is a fairly significant fund balance there that the Resource Training Solutions has been pecking away at and continues to. That was probably due to, you may recall, there were some years of some upheaval and some director transition, and so the full budgets didn't get spent. And so Resource Training Solutions spent more than was budgeted in order to take some of that back and be using it in a smart way. And they shared some of the grants that they provided. They really focused on school library services, media services grants to try to augment some and provide support for school media specialists. And then they also put in the fiscal year 2027 operating grant application and things like that. And so CML reviews those grants for their further activities. One other thing about CMLE is the contract with regional RST with it.
Resource Training and Solutions.
Thank you. My brain just lost it. Too much talking. The contract with Resource Training Solutions ends October 1st, 2027. And so Mark Schmitz, who is the director of Resource Training Solutions, brought that up just as a reminder that we need to be thinking about that. And so since the CML meeting, I met individually with Mark. He came over here and we chatted for a while just so I could get to know a little better how he does things and how he's looking at things. I also met with Carla Leiden, the director of ECRL, and Rachel Howell, who is the associate director, just to find out from them a little bit more about what do they think about how things are going. And then Thursday and Friday of this week is a CRIPSLA meeting up at the Cloquet Library, and I have a date with Melissa Brichon, who was the interim director for CMLE, to talk about what she thinks about how things are going. So I'm just trying to gather information so that I can be a better participant with this and be better informed as we move into discussing that contract renewal and things like that. So anything you would add, Holly? not to put you on the spot.
No, I forgot my notes. I apologize. Yeah. We also we're talking about the terms for appointees going forward and how long that was going to be, because it really wasn't. That was kind of a gray area. So that was one thing that we're working on now next month to do as a side meetings to get that together and kind of add that in so it's more concrete. But,
All right. Yeah. Any questions for either Holly or Brandy about that?
Okay.
All righty. And 11 and 12, we've pushed to the front.
Yep. So then it looks like we've got the board open forum. Would anyone like to share anything before we adjourn?
I want to just add for the finance. Addie did a great report, and we are like halfway through the year, and we're on track. I just wanted to add that. She does a great job. So, like,
thank
I didn't
you for
say
that.
That so
and
that's,
thank you, Addie,
add that
for
too.
All the work you're doing. That's great.
Thank you, Tina. Yes.
Thank you for cheering my staff. They're awesome.
Anyone else? Okay. Looks like our next meeting is August 18. It's a work session. Sounds like Brandy will send out an agenda as per usual. Can I get a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of adjourning the meeting?
Aye.
All opposed?
Awesome.
Okay. Meeting adjourned at 6:00.